The top of the news this Wednesday morning, Palestinian rocket fire and Israeli attacks on militants in Gaza both continue this morning, despite major international diplomatic pressure on the belligerents. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the region pushing for a de-escalation of violence. Charles Collins reports.
After cutting short her tour of Asian nations, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Israel to begin talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She is also scheduled to meet with Palestinians. Netanyahu, standing alongside Clinton, reiterated his nation's right to defend itself.
Obviously, no country can tolerate a wanton attack on its civilians. Now, if there's a possibility of achieving a long-term solution to this problem through diplomatic means, we prefer that. But if not, I'm sure you understand that Israel will have to take whatever action is necessary to defend its people. This is something that I don't have to explain to Americans. I know that President Obama, you, and the American people understand that perfectly well.
Clinton expressed the Obama administration's goal of a long-term solution for the Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
The goal must be a durable outcome that promotes regional stability and advances the security and legitimate aspirations of Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Meanwhile, the fighting continues. Gaza came under renewed bombardment from Israel overnight and into Wednesday morning. At least 20 Palestinians were reported to have been killed on Tuesday. Two Israelis, a soldier and a civilian, were killed in rocket strikes. I'm Charles Collins.